Breckenridge had been keeping an eye out through the loophole while he was talking to Desdemona, and now he saw one of the Blackfeet dart out into the open. The warrior had an arrow knocked in his bow, and the end of it burned brightly. The man ran a good 20 feet while rifle balls kicked up dirt around him. Then he stopped short, hauled back the bowstring, and let fly with the burning arrow. A second later, he staggered as two shots slammed into his chest. The trading post defenders had gotten in range, but not in time to prevent the blazing arrow from being launched. The firebrand arched through the air, and there was nothing anybody could do to stop it. The head struck one of the upright logs and embedded itself. Breckenridge heard it land and saw smoke spiraling up on the other side of the wall.
Somebody's got to put out the fire. Run and give me a blanket.
We can't open the gates. They'll rush us and get through.
Won't have to open the gates. Just get the blanket.
She still looked dubious, but she turned and ran toward the trading post. Breckenridge leaned his rifle against the wall and tipped his head back to study it. The wall was approximately 8 feet tall, and the end of each log forming it had been hewn down with axes until it came to a sharp point. Morgan had seen the exchange between Breckenridge and Desdemona.
I've seen that look before. What are you up to, Breck?
That fire's gonna burn the wall down if we don't do something about it. I reckon I'm the one to take care of it.
Absalom Garwood joined them while Breckenridge was answering Morgan's question. He still wore his nightshirt stuffed down into a pair of trousers. Like the others, he held a rifle.
You can't go outside the wall. Those savages will shoot you.
Their arrows won't reach quite that far. To get the one that was on fire all the way to the wall, that fella had to run closer. Just bad luck for us, he made it far enough before somebody shot him. But all you fellas have to do is keep up a steady fire so the Blackfeet can't come out of the trees, and I'll be fine.
I've seen some powder smoke down there, Breck. They have rifles, too.
Not many, and they ain't good with them. I'll take my chances.
Breckenridge shrugged.
Not much choice in the matter.
Desdemona ran up to them, clutching a woolen blanket.
Here.
She handed the blanket to Breckenridge.
Now what are you gonna do?
Climb over that wall.
He draped the blanket around his neck and shoulders.
Pour some lead into those trees.
You are a crazy man.
A reckless grin lit up Morgan's face. He took his place at one of the loopholes, as did Desdemona and her father.
Keep firing! Space your shots! Keep up the pressure!
Breckenridge bent his knees a little. Then sprang up and grabbed the top of a log with both hands. He had climbed plenty of trees when he was a boy, and this wasn't much different. He hauled himself up. With his boot soles planted against the rough logs, he was bent almost double. When he had pulled himself high enough, he braced himself and threw a leg over, wedging it between two of the sharpened tops. He lifted himself into view. From where he was, it wasn't too difficult to lever himself the rest of the way over the wall and drop to the ground. He landed with surprising gracefulness for a man his size. The burning arrow was stuck in the wall about 20 feet to his left. The fire had spread to a couple of the logs, but it wasn't burning too strongly yet. Breckenridge ran toward the blaze, bending low so he would be out of the line of fire from any of the loopholes. He didn't look to see how close the arrows were coming to him. Instead, he yanked the blanket from around his neck and began beating at the flames with it. The rifles continued to fire inside the wall. Breckenridge saw splinters leap from a log to his right and knew that shot had come from outside, which meant one of the Blackfeet had fired it. He hoped none of those varmints had been practicing too much lately. That was why most Indians were terrible shots. They didn't have enough powder and ammunition to practice with the weapons they had taken from the white men they killed. The blanket was getting charred, but he was making progress putting out the fire. Another shot from the trees smacked into a log to his left. They were bracketing him, and if they kept it up, one of them might actually get lucky enough to hit him. He needed to get this fire put out so he could scramble back into the stockade. Just as Breckenridge was beating out the last of the flames, he heard Morgan shout from inside.
Breck, here comes another one!
Breckenridge's head swiveled. He saw another flaming arrow headed toward the wall. He sprinted to intercept it. The warrior who had fired the arrow was already down, spasming in his death throes. Breckenridge saw that from the corner of his eye as he raced along in front of the wall. His fingers closed around the arrow's shaft and plucked it out of midair. He flung it away from him and it landed in the dirt, where the flames quickly guttered out.
Back the other way!
Breckenridge wheeled around and spotted a third flaming arrow headed for the wall.
Blast it! Can't anyone shoot one of these Blackfeet before the ornery sun uses his bow?
Hold your fire! Hold your fire!
Thanks to Morgan, at least Breckenridge didn't have to worry about getting his head accidentally shot off through one of the loopholes. He couldn't reach the third arrow in time to keep it from striking the wall, but he arrived a heartbeat later and yanked it loose. The fire hadn't had time to catch. He tossed the arrow down, stomped it out, and wondered if he needed to stay outside the wall to catch the next one. It didn't seem there was going to be a next one.
They're leaving! They're on the run!
Breckenridge leaned over, put his hands on his knees. He lifted his head and peered toward the river. Sure enough, half a dozen warriors had piled into canoes and were paddling away, heading back upstream. The defenders fired after them to hurry them on their way. Breck saw a few splashes as rifle balls plunked into the Yellowstone, but the shots didn't appear to do any damage. The Blackfeet soon disappeared around a bend.
Breck, should we open the gates?
Hold on a spell. Let's make sure they ain't trying some sort of trick.
He didn't believe that was the case. Nobody was more stubborn about seeking revenge than Indians, but they were practical rascals too. When the price of vengeance was too high, they would cut their losses and leave. Breckenridge had a hunch that was what had just happened here.
At least let us open one of the gates enough for you to slip inside. We don't want any of them sneaking up to take a pot shot at you.
All right, I'm coming in.
Morgan, Garwood, and Desdemona were waiting for him just inside when he slipped through a narrow gap between the gates. The men who had opened them quickly shoved them closed again.
You could have been killed out there.
We all could have been killed if they'd managed to burn that wall down.